Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Guys, we're getting maced, according to Tone, which is true. There was pepper spray going on. Not a good situation. All right, should they get rid of flag planting? Should they make it illegal? I don't think they should. They will. They will.
Well, here's a few things here. I have no problem. I said this when Baker Mayfield did this. And I remember I was doing a statewide thing and we were waiting for the press conference, Urban Meyer's press conference. And I said, you know what? Ohio State fans are going to absolutely hate this. And I said, this is great for college football. At that time, I did say that. And now that it became the norm on Saturday, and I think especially because people saw it in the Ohio State Michigan game, now they caught wind of it and now everybody wants to do that. And Michigan's been involved in a bunch of melees over the last, seems like over the last like 8 years, whether it's the tunnel incidents or whatever, like Michigan definitely is down for a fight,
yeah,
win or lose in a bunch of games. There's no doubt that planting a flag is going to provoke. It is. Like I saw people saying, Ohio State, you lost, take it and then go into the locker room. Well, think of the timing of when all of this is going on. Like, it's one thing to plant a flag when the team is already gone and doing their alma mater and they're in the bowels of the venue. This is right there with a bunch of players trying to sit there and pray at midfield. Like, you're going to provoke a fight. There is no doubt a fight is going to ensue. So part of it, like the showmanship and the rivalry, like, I got to be honest, we've always loved that. We've always loved David Boston getting into it.
Yeah.
You know, the Charles Woodson days. Like we've loved the double birds in the shoe. I mean, in the big house. Like that stuff has always been immortalized. But this was at the end of the game. It was over. And then when you got the highway patrol involved and the sheriffs and they're macing the players, like that's where it's gone from fun to kind of insane. That it got to that point.
Went a little nuts. Got a little out there. You know, I'm one of the people who I'm definitely like, hey, man, you had 60 minutes to stop this thing on the field. And you didn't. And it was, I mean, one of the greatest, I think it should be for an Ohio State fan, one of the greatest embarrassments you ever witnessed, watching the Buckeyes go out there and lose like that to Michigan. I wish that there was a way. Because I do. I think that one of the fun things about college football and sports in general is rubbing it in. And I think that now, because they are paid in so many ways, it's like, yeah, you know what? Entertain me. Go ahead and entertain me.
Yeah, we're kind of done with class.
Yeah. Like, but I ask you, like, were we ever done with class? Did we ever have it to begin with? I mean, I responded to somebody on social media. Like, you look back at a lot of the traveling trophies, a lot of them are born of nefarious things. Like the little brown jug. They thought that Minnesota was going to poison their water. So they brought the jug, and that's how the little brown jug starts. Like, poisoning water. You had the story, like, I don't know if you ever saw the SEC story, like the first Alabama-Auburn game. A fan pulls a gun on a bunch of players who wanted to fight him. Like, this is the early 1900s, for crying out loud. What was there? Was modicum and decorum there? Like, no. But I see this. It's not a good look for anybody involved. It's not a good look. And I don't think that Michigan or Ohio State are going to like scratching a $100,000 check to the Big Ten over it. So I think it'll be outlawed. But I do wonder about where the fun goes after that, because I think it's a matter of time before field storming gets, I don't know how they outlaw it, but it's going to get outlawed. And they've tried to do that somewhat where it's like, hey, you start a fine, or if a goalpost gets torn down, you start a fine, something like that. It just seems that there's never going to be anything just, all right, you can storm the field and that's it. Because I can't condone field storming, whereas what's the game Oklahoma lost last year and that idiot is in the kid's face with a phone trying to get him to hit him, trying to get this Oklahoma football player to hit him. Like, I can't do that. Like, if you got two football players being football players, like, yeah, guys get into it, and I don't want to sit there and say it's easy because it's not, but you get guys in football stuff going after each other. It's a heated moment. But if I got some idiot fan out there trying to get some player to punch me, what am I really accomplishing?
Well, just going forward, like, no team is going to just sit there and take it. They're not just going to allow that to happen. So is it incumbent on the coaches to try to prevent this before it even starts? Because we watched other coaches intervene in this, and it led to some dispersing of this going on. Ryan Day didn't. Ryan Day just stared at it from a distance, didn't do anything, didn't
get
close to it.
He was in shock over
the previous
goings
on. He didn't know what to do. And so it was up to the players. So it was the players and the staffers that were in the middle of it. And obviously, a lot of guys are wearing helmets, but there were some takedowns. You know, there was some of that. There was some three-on-one stuff going on, too. Both sides. Not like I'm going to point out one over the other. Now, there were
who was 85
there were two,
for Ohio State who like, got
he was
ragdolled.
Getting ragdolled. Yeah. There were two Michigan guys that barely played in the game that were special teams guys.
Yeah.
And they kept this thing going. Like, the thing was over. And then they ran the length of the field again to continue on. Like, that type of stuff is going to get somebody killed. Like, it's going to get somebody to get really roughed up. Especially it's guys that don't play.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, if it's the guys that actually played, like, it's always funny when it's, hey, Ohio State.
Bennett Christian, I think it was.
Ohio State, you had 60 minutes to do something about it. All right, but those two idiots from Michigan didn't do anything for 60 minutes.
Thank you, man.
They had nothing to do with this at all. So they shouldn't be a party to this. It should kind of be the guys that actually did something in the game. And then the Michigan kid to say it was classless of Ohio State, like, they don't lose with class. There's no class involved. Like, the winners had no class, the losers had no class. This was a classless experience all the way around. I think everybody understand it.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody can accuse the other ones of being classless or anything. But I look at what Ryan Day did leading up to the game. You did a lot of tough talking.
Your time
to talk tough, your time to defend your field was the 60 minutes of football that you had before you scored 10 points. And nothing in the second half. But does that, because I think that it's stupid that he's done nothing but talk tough and punch down. And I feel, I'm honest, I feel like the job has consumed him, and I don't feel he's the right man for it anymore. Does that mean that they should plant flags on the field?
I hate
the idea of getting rid of fun because of stupidity.
But it's also planting a flag. There's no strategy or skill involved. Like, nobody's protecting midfield before it happened.
I would say getting the flag to stand up would be the skill now because it's all turf.
Well, that's why the trident that they try to use.
That's a workaround.
It's the fork over at Arizona State. It's a little bit different.
Done.
But in this case, like, if Ohio State wanted, they put all their biggest guys, or if they cared that much about it, they put all their biggest guys and their highway patrol guys around the logo at midfield. And then I'm guessing Michigan doesn't go and plant the flag. They probably couldn't. So, I mean, you could stop it if you really wanted to.
I well, they think about this. They do have security people stand around the field goal post.
I think it's over. I think this whole conversation that is happening all around the country, by the way, because there were four of them that at least four that broke out.
Oh, I thought that I saw like six.
Were there really
all together? Yeah.
So it's become a copycat thing. They're just gonna say we're suspending guys for doing it, and that's the end. That's the end. Then they've gotten rid of some of the fun because I agree with you. It is fun to rub it in a little bit.
Like
we would even, I always love when high school, anytime it's down state championships, the losing team's fans are like, those guys were classless. Now they won and they celebrated.
Yeah.
And yes, because of how spirited things get between the two sides, yes, they're going to rub it in. And it happens 100% of the time. I've never seen a team not be accused of it down, and that's in high school.
Well, you think about
this.
You
can imagine college.
You think about this, like what, Marion Locals won it like every year, right? And there were people critical of Marion Local because their coach was like, get back on the bus. And that's it. Like,
no
there
fun.
Was no celebrating
at all.
They're like, well, you just want to stay tight. You ain't allowed to celebrate. So they're like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't in that spot. I do. I think that not really in high school, but I think in college and the pro, want to rub it in. I want to, like, as there's so much money that's being passed now. I want my fan base, my customer base, to take it personally. I mean, I'm the same person, and you've said you've agreed with this. I mean, you guys want to exchange jerseys? Go do that in the tunnel. You are putting on a show for your fan base. And if you go out there and you lose in front of your own fan base, and you guys are hunky-dory and exchanging jerseys out there on the field, it's like, why do I get so upset when you're not? It's another one of those walls in between you and the fans. Why do that?
But then also,
it's supposed to be, at least if it's entertainment, it's still supposed to be a show.
What did you think of Donovan Edwards of Michigan kneeling as all this is about to break out?
You're more than welcome to go ahead and do such a thing in that moment if you want to.
So on Ohio State players, here's where we could tell that things got really out of hand from a fan perspective. Ohio State players were getting ripped by Ohio State fans for getting down there and praying at midfield after the game. That's how psychotic it got because fans didn't want to see anything.
I've seen that before.
They didn't want to see any. They wanted the players to just go home and get out of there and never be seen again.
I think in that moment, can I really start ripping on everybody and how they behave in that moment when it's one of the greatest shocking losses I think I've ever seen a college football team have? I mean, you know, say what you want to about the App State loss, and that was one of the worst losses I think I've ever seen. That happened at the beginning of the year. I mean, this has so much that's wrapped into it. You've done all these things to beat this team, and they still beat you, and they beat you at home. 9, 10, 15-year-old Ken Carmen would have been taking a bat to something. I'm telling you right now. If that happened when I'm 15 years old, I'm destroying something in the house. And my dad wants to fight me. So I can't imagine what a Buckeye fan was feeling there. I don't know if it's the proper place to sit there and judge the way that people acted in that moment.
And then what happens if you're sitting there praying with the kid from Michigan, and then now all of a sudden you got to get into a fight to stop the flag from getting
planted? Is he the first person I grab to get into a fight with? I don't think that should be the way it goes.
All right, I guess we're fighting now.
Dan,
we went from a solemn prayer to the Lord.
Well,
to,
we can go
now
back.
Let's duke it out.
Well, when we're done duking it out, we can go back and finish the prayer if you really want to.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, there's no rules there.